Parakhes Ois Siv Vav Page Mem Gimel Limud Yeshnam Shnei Minim. So Rav Kook says that in learning there are two general categories, two types of learning. Yesh Dava Shahalimud Shaloi Yesh Le Erech Gadol Mibnei Shahanoise Shalahu Choshev Ma'od. There is one area of learning where one feels very, very strongly the chashivas of the limud, the erech gadol, the great value of this learning, because the subject that one is learning is elokus, kamar ha'iyun ve'elokus. So when a person is learning an inyan in Pnimius HaTorah, so he's learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's learning about the Midas of Hashem, and by nature of that limud, the person feels the erech gadol, the great value, the importance, the significance of what he's doing. And when a person is learning about the nefesh, about the seichel, or other such exalted matters, when a person learns these things in Torah, you see, even in a classroom, when talking about such matters, the nefesh and the lakus and so on, it's much easier to get the attention of the students. They're naturally sensitive to the erech gadol, to the great value and significance of the subject that's being discussed, that's being learned. And so it is with all exalted matters. So that's one min limud. That's one type of learning. V'yesh min limud shahanoise ein lay erech nechbad mitzad atzmai. And then there's another area of learning where the person doesn't feel as strongly that this particular thing that I'm learning has such chashivas, like when we're learning about elokus, about the midas of Hashem, or the nefesh elokis, and the koichas ha-nefesh. It doesn't feel the great, awe-inspiring significance of that chomer, of the material that's being learned. Shana yisei ein lo erech nichbad mitzad atzmai. He's learning halachas and Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Yontiv, whatever it is, he's learning. So he's not learning directly about elokus. He's learning halacha, he's learning Torah. So he senses Shahanosei ein lei erech nichbad mitzad atzmai, that the subject is not as exalted mitzad atzmai. When mikol makom, nevertheless, hu choshuv mibnei shehu moil mitzad hamaisev atachlis hayotzes mimenu. Still, the person senses the significance of the practical ramifications that his knowing or not knowing this matter will have upon his life. So he's learning, even though he's talking about something, he's learning about something that is not as grand, is not as exciting, and not as inspiring as elokus, direct and clear and open learning of Inyan Mevelokus, still, here too, the person feels the chashivas. Why? Because this is going to be of great benefit to me. This is going to be very important for me. He doesn't feel that it's irrelevant. He's a Yirei Shemayim. And therefore, Hilchas Muktzeh is relevant. Bishul Shehiya Chazara, the Halachas of Shabbos, the Halachas are very, very relevant to my life. They're very important in my life. I need to know what to do. So that's also a chashivas. It's not with as great a sense of excitement and awe, but it's with a feeling of chashivas. It's important, it's necessary. And it's practical. I remember when we were in high school, had a couple of guys that there wasn't anything in school that struck them as being of any importance. And they went like that all the years. There wasn't any subject. Math, whatever, some African music, I know, I don't have to know this stuff. And history, who cares? Who cares what happened? And science, it doesn't mean anything. Didn't mean anything. Only when it came to driver's ed. Then there was this transformation. We had these guys, there's one guy in particular, I think back, I haven't seen him in all the years. He was a funny guy. He failed everything, and he didn't care, and he was just he was like this happy beast. I don't know how to describe it. He was like a happy beast. He used to smoke and drink like from the time he was 15, and he was like a happy guy. Didn't let school get to him, anything like that. Every time he got back the test, and he said, "All right, that's what it is. You get what you put in. That's what you get out." He had no tiredness, but he was never ever interested or serious about anything. But then I remember when it was driver's ed, like he had like his pen, and like we had the class, like he was like paying attention, and all the guys were saying, "Hey, look at, his name is Elon, look at Elon, oh," he became like a professor, he put on his glasses, and he's got the book, and he was, because he wanted to drive, that was for him it was an important thing to get in the car. So that was his, see, he understood his chashivas mitzad. Mitzad, the practical relevance that this Indian has in his life. He didn't see anything in anything else in school that meant anything, that would be lamaisa. This was lamaisa, so he cared about it. So this chashiv is not also. Lahavdil, elef alfei hadolos ad ein sof, that a person who's shomer Torah mitzvos and he's learning the halachas of how to make a bracha, he understands it might not be as exciting as a piece of Sfas Emes, or a piece of Noam Elimelech, and he's not talking about Elokus directly, but he feels that this is an important thing. I have to know how to make a brach. I want to do the right thing. So there's chashivas to that. And even if it's not the most practical matter, but it's Pashas HaShavua, to understand the Pshat, that he's learning in Chumash, Ashi, fine. So those are the two types. Va'od yesh tzad shlishi. Now here Rav Kook talks about something you don't see really in the Sfarim. And he says, yesh oid tzad shlishi. There's a third inyan of limud, of learning, of studying. Va'od yesh tzad shlishi. Mima shiroi lahavi kol ma she'efsha mehanim tzoyim. Where it's proper for a person to draw from everything that he sees, from all that exists in his life. Bein hatzomim ben hamikrim, things that are there, that are permanent fixtures in life, and those things in life that are sometimes that you happen to chance upon. Ben hamikrim, not regular steady fixtures in life. And Rav Kook says that it's roi lahavi, it's proper for a person to try to draw all of these things b'marach shel hayediyah, into his system of knowledge, of knowing. Now obviously Rav Kook is not talking at the expense of learning, or that this is in any way equal to in importance to learning. And if a person is not up to the task, then there's no question that the ikur is in learning. What's the point of this? In other words, Rav Kook is advocating that we be inquisitive and informed people. To take note of things and to try to understand things and to be a person that thinks about things, either those things that are atzmim, the atzomim meaning that they are, or the things in life that pass. What's the tachlis? The mind of a person expands. It's good exercise for the brain. The mind of a person expands. The harchava doesn't only mean to sharpen one's mind. It's not just a matter of sharpening one's mind. That a person's mind expands and there's a certain breadth. By adding, to some degree, of course this is not a priority in life, but it's one of those things that brings a certain mesikus, a sweetness to one's existence, and it's very, very noticeable. It's very noticeable in the life of great people that there's a greatness about everything that they do. There's an expansiveness about how they look at things. Therefore, sometimes Rav Kook says there are things she'ein lahem shum erech choshev mitzad atzmam, that there's no erech choshev mitzad atzmam. That there's no built-in chashivas, that inyan, per se, whatever that is in that inyan in history or whatever it might be. And nevertheless, it's good to know. You could imagine this is not a paragraph that would endear Rav Kook to the old Yishuv in Yerushalayim. There's also a practical benefit that comes from these things. Not lemaisa, like driver's ed. Not the lemaisa. But there's a to'elus shel shimush haseichel, of expanding the borders of one's mind to think about things beyond the dalat amis that he's in. We see by the tzaddikim. There are stories of tzaddikim when the Imre Emes, when he was, I forgot where he was, but there was a museum, and he asked to go there to see some things in the museum. And there are many, many stories like that. The toelos of engaging the mind and expanding one's thoughts. V'ispashtusai b'shleimus shel ha'idea. That the mind is mispashit. It spreads out. Obviously there's some tzaddikim that they had no inyan like this too. And their entire hispashtus of the seichel was in the Dal Amas of Halacha, of Torah. Rav Kook is legitimizing this. Obviously, great caution must be taken. But there's value to this as well. And he says you have to be careful. Omnam. Ein lahachlif ha'inyonim zebezeh. You have to be careful not to confuse these different meaning that we're learning. You have to be very careful not to get things mixed up. Like you could have a person... We saw people like this growing up. You could have a person that that would be deeply disturbed if you did not read the New York Times. The person would be like very upset. What's the matter with you? Like you know, I remember these guys, like these older guys in shul growing up. You don't read the paper. You don't know what's going on. So, of course, you don't have the chutzpah to say back, you don't read Rashi. You don't learn Gemara. You don't know what's going on. Like you have these people that are very, very upset about somebody who's an Am HaAretz, let's say, in current events. As if there's enough, Kimena, whether you know that May 21st, the world is going to be destroyed. I heard about this afterwards. I'm so relieved. I didn't know before. I only found out afterwards. And this is Baruch Hashem. It's not the first destruction of the world that we've survived. Because they're Meshagarim like this all the time. And the big Meshagarim are the ones who are reading about it and worried about it. So there are people like that it bothers them. You don't know anything. You don't know. You know what's happening in China. You know what's happening, this and that. And they get so upset about that. But the fact that the guy that he wasn't Mavis Sedra, and that he's already 60 years old, and he's such an Amaritz Midaraisim Midrabanan, that doesn't bother him. You don't read the New York Times. Remember when we were growing up, we had guys like that. It bothered them so much that in the yeshivas, how come they're not teaching them enough about this and about that? And so there's confusion. So if Cook is saying that there is such a thing as expanding one's mind. And we know that they would play chess. So an Indian by tzaddikim, but from time to time they would play chess. But they didn't like become chess masters, you understand. They weren't sitting around there reading the newspaper things on chess. Like some, you know, the latest games of chess. And they just had certain ideas. And there's a certain way of doing that would cause an expansiveness of thought and a certain yishuv hadas. And the Baruch Shalom's world is a world that is kedai to be familiar with. But you have to be careful, of Cook says. Ein la hachlif an yanim zebezeh. Ein la hachlif an yanim zebezeh. Not to mix these things up. Bothers you, you talk to some guy that he's been learning Torah for the last 30 years, and you're not satisfied. Also, these guys, they're not satisfied with his vocabulary. How come he's not polished? His vocabulary is not as good as my vocabulary. And this guy's upset. How come he doesn't have a good vocabulary? Okay. So he makes himself understood. So his vocabulary could be better. So the guy, I heard people say, this is a Chil Hashem. I heard one say, it's a Chil Hashem because there's some rabbi that he wasn't talking in a way that's articulate. And the other guy, one of the Balabatim, said, it's a Chil Hashem. That's a Chil Hashem. It's a Chil Hashem to talk like that. Because he didn't like the vocabulary that the rabbi wasn't polished enough. Doesn't say it fancy. It's not to say that there isn't an Indian of Melitzas HaLashon, that a person's Lashon is important, to try to work on one's Lashon. But that should become a yesod, that becomes a big thing, and more important than limud haTorah and so on. Of course, that's ridiculous. On the main lahachlif and yanim zebezeh, it's a big problem when people become confused between these different minim of learning, of studying, of thinking. V'chein b'chelkei halimud shel haTorah yesh dvarim. And when learning Torah, in each division of Torah, when you're learning Torah, v'chein b'chelkei halimud shel haTorah yesh dvarim shetalmudam hu ikar gadol mitzad atzman. There are some inyanim in Torah that knowing that inyan is of the most urgent and important nature. Knowing that inyan. And then there are other areas of Torah where the ikur is not the lemaisa, where the ikur is the chakira. The ikur is the mind dissecting. dissecting and working out an inyan, not to come necessarily to the lamaisa. So this, in learning, there are things where the ikur is the lamaisa. So can you imagine a person sitting, it's 10 minutes before Shabbos, and his wife wants to know, am I allowed to put this thing on the blach or whatever? And he says, you know, there's a big machlokes here, Rambam and Ravid, and there's a gewaldige shir that I heard from the Brisker Rav on this inyan. She says, look, I honestly, I don't care about that stuff. Am I allowed to put this or not? You don't want to hear what the Brisker Rav says? She says, no, candlelighting's in 10 minutes. I have a lot of respect for the Brisker Rav, but I'm not interested in that. I have to know how to cook, to get ready for Shabbos. But what would Torah be without the Brisker Rav? And what would Yiddishkeit be without these chakiris? The point of those chakiris is not that you have to come to the lemais of it. The tachlis of that way of learning is the learning itself, and the understanding, and the dissecting, the pilpul, the chakira. Even though, there's not necessarily any practical benefit that's going to come out from this. So there are things in learning with the chakira, with the investigation, with the inquiry, is of greater value than the lemaisa, especially as we've spoken about recently, those areas of Torah that are not lemaisa. Unfortunately, things that are not lemaisa because they don't have a Beis HaMikdash, mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz that are not, some things that are not nageya now, and so on and so forth. Mipnei etzam avoides ha'iyun b'ham. The etzam avoides ha'iyun, the value of these things in learning is the etzem avodas ha'iyun b'hem, is the exercise of iyun, is the ratzon Hashem that we be ma'ayin in Torah, that we think about it. Even though one cannot see the lamaisa of this, but when they etzem avodas ha'iyun b'hem, there's great value. Now those things, the chashivas of the iyun is more than the chashivas of the lamaisa. Very kol davar shel Torah, every single thing in Torah, afilo diktuk kal, even if it appears to be just some sort of a basic diktuk in a certain understanding of a pshat in a pasuk, or a certain inyan in halacha, I feel dikto kal v'anhagi yeshara, or a certain hanhaga of yashvus in minig, or in dercharetz that a person is learning, even if it seems to be comparatively a smaller thing, yesh lo erech choshev, it has tremendous value. Yesh le erech choshev. Al kol ponim b'halochas kalas kin yonah derech eretz, which Chazal call the inyonim of derech eretz halochas kalas, easier, less straining, less of an intense type of a limud, in yonim of derech eretz by the table, eating on haggis, of yashus and derech eretz and so on. We hear the area itself in learning is not as demanding, as complicated and difficult. And the nature of these halachas is that they're more straightforward, basic, and understandable on the easiest level. B'chadayma. Yeishlema sh'atalmud b'hem nerech b'chashivas. That in these inyanim of halacha, yeishlema sh'atalmud b'hem, learning these things, the learning of these matters is nerech b'chashivas. Oy yoyse mehamaisa. Very often, going into these matters and thinking about inyanim and musar and derech haaretz. Of course, one has to live that way as well. But the working out and going through these inyanim, the person feels that the limud, the learning, is more choshev than the ma'isa, that the ma'isa appears to be. One senses that they're not as choshev as the limud itself. Certainly, the limud of these things is at least as important as learning things that are not nagei at all lemaisa, that have no practical bearing. Learning the heretz and midas and all of those things, of course, that has practical bearing. But one does not sense the urgency there. Maybe we should, but one does not sense it the same way as learning Hilchas Bishul on Shabbos. The Gam Noisai Ene Choshev Kol Kach. And also the subject, such as manners by the table and so on, Hilchas Derech Eretz, is Ene Choshev Kol Kach. We're not talking here about Chalila Chil Shabbos, we're not talking about a chiv karis, we're not talking about a chiv skila, we're not talking about melachas and Shabbos. But the chashivas, Rav Kook says, comes somewhat. Elu nechashivas etzem esek yedias ha'emes ubeiruah. There's tremendous chashivas in a person's mind being preoccupied with what yedias ha'emes, studying the truth, thinking about the truth, ubeiruah, and clarifying the truth. There's tremendous chashivas in that. This is, we see that in secular things, in studying secular things, commercial nimsa bilimudei chol shall hapratim ha-historium, like things in history, details of history. V'chein yediyas ha-sofais, and knowing languages, Gam ha'atikos, even ancient languages that are not spoken anymore, they're not used anymore. V'chadoyme. Shekol limud, sheklolo mo'il, next page, gam kol protev heim ha'shlomo tesefes la'adar ha'seich. But even in these things, again, not to mix up the priorities, this is not the priority. And I'm sure it was not easy for Rav Kook to understand minds that are mediocre, that have enough hard enough time trying to understand a Gemara without remembering history and other things. But Rav Kook says that these things also himashlama v'teisefus lahadara seichel bring to a hashlama. And it adds, l'hadar ha-seichel. It's not etzem ha-seichel, that's Torah Mitzvahs. But to the hadar ha-seichel, to beautifying and perfecting the seichel of a person. Mizat adon kal v'chomer, and if that's the case, when it comes even to things in history, which we saw that, again, there were different types of tzaddikim. But most of the tzaddikim had a very broad knowledge of all different inyanei chachma. There were those who were famous for that, like the Vilna Gaon, the Rambam in earlier times. And then in our times, there were those who were well known for that. Lubavitch Rebbe Schusik Eleni was a baki b'kol ha-chachmas. He was mafil. Any person that was an expert in any single area of anything, whether it was science or literature or math or music, anybody that came to talk to Lubavitch Rebbe, was a much bigger bucky than that person. Even though that was his PhD, and he wrote all the books and he got the Nobel Prize. He would come talk to physics about Lubavitch Rebbe. Lubavitch Rebbe would give him ha'oris, would make corrections. I once heard there was a professor of mathematics, that a very big professor. He was in Colombia, and I remember he gave, there's an article that was written by him that he said that he came to Lubavitcher Rebbe. Lubavitcher Rebbe had asked him, next time you come, bring me some of the things that you're working on. So Lubavitcher asked him, what are you doing? He said, so he brought the manuscript of his this big thing that he was working on in math, and he said to Lubavitcher Rebbe, went through the pages like this, and when he looked through the whole thing, it was a math, it was a manuscript of hundreds of pages, and he looked at it for around 5 minutes, and afterwards he made errors that you need to correct. On page 15 was this, and on page 42 was that, and on page 89 he made it, and he was writing. He said he wrote down these things. He said it was he never saw this thing in his life. It's marvelous that a person has a mind like that. But we don't know when he did all of that and who has time for these things. It's not a regular way of thinking. But there was such a thing by Gedolei Yisrael. Again, there were different Gedolim that wasn't their Indian. But by many, many of the Gedolei Yisrael. It's a Hadar HaSeichel. Mizat Adon Kal V'Chomer. Now, if there's such an inyan of hadar haseichel when it comes to even to secular things, again, we're only talking about secular things that are not chalila, that don't have any kfira, any znus chas v'shalom, only things that are not polluted with anything chalila. So mizat adan kal v'chomer al kol dover prati shel teres shleimah shelanu. And Allah has come v'kama, how much more so than when it comes to any inyan in Torah, even something that's certainly not talking necessarily about elokus, and it's not talking about even lamaisa, and it's not even a hakira. It's a yediyah in Torah. There are yediyahs in Torah, knowing things, whatever there is in Torah. An interesting inyan in Torah, or interesting inyan in the toldos of tzaddikim, or Jewish history, which is itself Divrei Yom of Klal Yisrael, is itself a limud of Torah to know, to be familiar with, to have knowledge of. Kama yoka v'choviv tzarechu lios, how precious and beloved every single thing in Torah should be to a person. And if it's not practical, and it's not something which sharpens the mind or broadens one's intellect, nevertheless, there's the hadar haseichel of a person acquiring yediyas in Torah Hashem, anything in Torah, anything in Yiddishkeit, to absorb and to know, to be familiar with. Now, obviously, everybody is different with this. And each person has to be careful not to mix things up. Perek Tes. Here in this perek, Rav Kook, he didn't write this again as a sefer, but here in Perek Tes, the full measure of Rav Kook's program for learning begins to unfold. The full measure of his whole vision of what a yeshiva should be, of how we should learn. He begins Aleph. Kol echad tzarech la'asek be'esek shalai. Each person. He's not talking about little children in cheder, but as we mature. Kol echad tzarech la'asek be'esek shalai. Each person in his life should be tzarech la'asek be'esek shalai. He has to occupy himself in his asik, in his inyan. V'mashi yesh lo al zeh hachana. And that inyan that he has hachana, which means that he's skilled at, that he's drawn to, that he has a natural inclination and a connection to. U'b'yichud adav v'noig b'nyon ha'limud. Now that's when it comes to anything with a profession, whatever it is, Uruvi Yichud in particular, Hadav Anoig B'Inyani HaLimud, in particular when it comes to Inyani HaLimud, when it comes to learning. Sha'af HaPi Shalafamim, even though sometimes, Al Yedei Ma'ayroos, that sometimes, because of events that take place, and the circumstances in a person's life, Sha'af HaPishalafam Aidei Ma'oroz B'matzav Sometimes it will be hard, because of the circumstances of life, for a person to hold on to that area of learning, or when it comes to something else, let's say a profession, whatever. The Gemara says, when it comes to learning in particular, a person should always focus on the area of learning that his heart is drawn to. That is not a Maimar Chazal that is spoken about in the yeshivas. You understand why. Especially if the shiur has been in the same four mesechtes for the last 50 years. La'olam yilmad adam b'makom sheli b'chafetz. A person should always focus his learning on that part of learning that his heart desires, where his heart is drawn to. Because that chafetz halev is revealing to the person the shorish of his neshama, the root of his existence, of who he is, and he mustn't ignore that. He has to go with that. At the same time, of course, Rav Kook is going to speak a lot here about being careful not to neglect the other areas of Torah. But sometimes the circumstances of life are such where it will be difficult for you to hold on to that chefetz alev, to the mashali by chafetz, to your heart's desire in learning. Or could be, again, we're talking about limud Torah, but even with other things in life. The eventualities of life, the difficulties of supporting a family, very often force a person to be engaged in some profession that is very, very, very far from his chefetz alev, from what he would love to do. Because what he loves is not going to provide panasa, and he's not going to be able to pay tuition if he pursues that inyan in life where there's a chefetz alev. And the practicalities of life are often overwhelming. And unfortunately, people have to put on the side the chefetz alev. Or to postpone the time when the chefetz alev is going to be able to be fully a part of that individual's life. When it comes to limud Torah, this is also true, that the chefetz halev of learning is the ikkar that one should pursue, whether it's in lamdas, whether it's in halacha, whether it's in machshava, whether it's in Tanakh, whatever that is, because it's connected to the sherish of his very existence. But one has to realize that there are circumstances in life that make it impossible for him to be completely shakua, invested in the chefetz halev for the time being. If he'll neglect it entirely, Rav Kook is going to talk about this later on, here in Yud Aleph, we'll see more. If he neglects it entirely, there's a very strong likelihood that he'll give up learning Torah. If he neglects the chefetz halev in learning, if there's some well-meaning Rebbe that says, you absolutely should not be looking at any of these things at all, I'm not talking about Kabbalah, of course, there's times for everything, but he says, you absolutely should not be looking at this at all, you are forbidden to look at any of this, and it's like a Michtan Eliyahu or a Sosam or something like that, which I've heard from many, many boys over the years, too many to count. So then, there's a very strong likelihood that individual will abandon Torah entirely, because the Chefetz Halev is the sherish of his existence. And if it's going to be taken from the child, from this individual, he's going to lose his Chefetz altogether. He'll lose his cheshek altogether. And he might do his time in yeshiva. And if it's practical enough for him to remain in Beis Medrash or Kollel for a few years afterwards, he'll do that as well. But he's lost the sparkle in his eyes, that's for sure. Just walk around the yeshivas and the Kollel and look in the eyes for that sparkle. You will find it in many, Baruch Hashem, but it's missing for many also. It's missing for many eyes. That sparkle of a person who is learning that in which there's a chayfetz alayv. La'olam yilmod adam b'makom sheli b'chafetz. At the same time, maturity means being able to understand that for the time being, I cannot make my chayfetz alayv the centerpiece of my learning. For practical reasons. I'm at this point in my life, I'm in yeshiva, I have to know halacha, and so on and so forth, whatever it is. And maturity means that I'm not going to throw in the towel and give up everything because I cannot make the chayfetz alev, the centerpiece of my Torah learning. An immature person can't bear, the same way he can't stand when he was a little kid, taking away his toy or his candy, he had a tantrum for an hour. So that was his chayfetz alev when he was little, was the piece of candy, it was the toy. Now his chayfetz alev is much more chashuv, Baruch Hashem. He has a chayfetz alev in a certain inyan of Torah. The immature person, if it's taken from him, or if he's not able to fully expand in that inyan, where there's the chayfetz alev, the immature person becomes very, very upset and throws everything away. The mature person, maturity always means patience, and maturity means the seder. Right now, the ikir is I have to be part of this misgeris and focus on this is also Teres Hashem, as we were just learning in the last parak, Bo Hashem, this is also Teres Hashem. This is a gewaldige thing, it's Teres Hashem. And it's not all about me and what I want. And I don't have to have what I want right now. And Mitzvah Hashem, the time will come, I'll have more time to learn that inyan. I'll have a lot more time to learn whatever, Maharal, or Musar, Achsidas, or whatever it is. There'll be more time. The immature person becomes very, very upset. I can't take this anymore. I'm not going to learn this. I can't. That's an extreme in that way. Rav Kook is going to talk about that. So he says, Sha'afa pishal afamim ayidei ma'aroiz b'matzav yekoshal adam lahachzi b'mashali b'chafetz. So sometimes because of the circumstances of life, he's not going to be able to hold on so much to that inyan of Torah that li by chafetz. Or, again, it applies to other things in life as well. With a profession, a chafetz alev, and the person doesn't find that what he's doing in life speaks to him, doesn't feel connected to it. Okay, but you have to pay. You have to buy food. You have to pay the yeshivas. So you're connected. You're not connected. You tell your kid is sitting there with his mouth open, waiting for supper, and you say, I'm not connected to this inyan. You have to pay. You have to buy food for the children. So whatever that takes, you do. As long as it's honest, you do whatever you have to make a living. Even though the chayfetz alev is suffocating under the weight of that inyan, that you look at yourself and you say, Rebbeinu Shlom, I'm spending 95% of the time of my life doing stuff that I don't care about. It's one of the most painful things in a person's life. To spend so much time. And what do I have left for the chayfetz alev? What's left? What time do I have left for the chayfetz alev? It's a hard thing to It's a hard thing to face, but still, what are you going to do? Famim aydei ma'arayis b'matziv shi'akos shel adam l'hachzi b'mashali b'chafetz. Mikol mokam tzarech shi'amitz. Still, Rav Kook says the person has to be strong. Amitz, strong and courageous. This is the beginning of the parak, and a message that Rav Kook is giving over to all of the Talmidim, the students of Torah. Mekom akam tzarech shiyeh amitz. One has to be strong. Lo yazov, not to abandon. Esma, shemach shiyeh beyichud ezruch al dat, which his spirit is in particular drawn to, that which his ruach is enlivened with and by. Tzarech shiya amitz. And we need to share this. We need to tell this to our children, to our grandchildren, as we see them growing and we see them in this situation, to encourage and to give chizuk that they remain on the program, always respectful and always diligent in their learning, whatever it is. And you tell the same thing to the child that comes back and says, "I'm not doing this math. This is ridiculous. This is not known." There too, the circumstances of your life, the child has to understand, require that you study this and that you take the exam and that you succeed to the best of your ability. Don't make yourself meshuga. It doesn't define who you are, but you have to do this. This needs to get done. But why? I don't understand. What difference does it make if I know math or I don't know math? What's the difference? So if you start to go into a whole drush about how, well, no, you know, if you you might get the wrong change in the grocery, so you have to know how to count. So kids, it doesn't work. He shows you on his watch that I have a calculator on my watch. I don't. It's totally irrelevant. Nevertheless, as mature individuals, we have to know, and our children have to know, that there are practicalities of life. Even though we don't see why, who cares? It's silly. What am I wasting my time on this? Nevertheless, it has to be taken care of. And if a person lives in a house and he says, "I don't care about cleaning. I don't care about answering these letters that I'm getting from the bank." So he's a batlan. He's not from the yeshuv of this world. That's not the Ratzon Hashem. But at the same time, the children, we have to teach our children and ourselves, our children and our grandchildren, to be courageous and to be strong. No matter what they're hearing out there, not to let go. In Torah, not to let go of that which the Ruach connects them to. Not to let go of it. To guide them, to help them, to be careful in that inyan, to learn it the right way, but not to abandon it, Chas V'Shalom. Because abandoning that is mamish, is running away from oneself. Lo yazev es masha machshir b'yichud es ruchai. Now here in Sif Beis, Rav Kook talks about the limud ha-maisa, the tzad ha-maasi, the practical part of learning Torah, that is different from, we spoke about this last week a little bit, that's different from the practical limudim with everything else. And this, of course, is to give chizik to each person in his learning. When it comes to, let's go back to my old friend Ilan and driver's ed. So when it comes to driver's ed, there's no deeper significance to what you're studying other than being able to have enough seichel to know that when it says on the stop sign to stop, you should stop. And where you make have to make a left, you make a left, you make a right, and so on. There's nothing more that you're going to gain from studying that. Again, studying things broadens one's horizons, intellectual horizons, like we've been learning. But in pneumias, if you're learning how to, if you're in a class and they're telling you how to drive, they're telling you how to fix a pipe or something, so that's it. There's nothing else. It's just now you know how to fix a pipe, which is a good thing. But that's all it is. Masha'enikim, when it comes to Limud HaTorah. By Limud HaTorah, the most mundane, practical, earthly aspects of Torah or details of Torah are, of course, filled with tremendous meaning, of infinite depth. And as we're learning in Tanya, this all comes from Chachmasa Ritzani Yisbarach, all comes from the infinite Chachma and Ratzon of Hashem. And as we were talking about Shulis night, that all of this is mishtal, so that Tzad HaNigla that we see in front of our eyes is only the tip of the iceberg of the Ishtalshlus of the Tzad HaNister, which is above. Therefore, when it comes to Torah, when you're learning one of those details that are just practical because you're not going to know how to prepare the blech for Shabbos, or you're not going to know how to make the bracha, and you're trying to figure out what bracha do I make on this cheesecake, it's got some crust over here, it's got some crust over there, what do I do with this cheesecake, what's the bracha? So even though it's a very mundane thing, and I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this, just to know the halacha, that limud itself has a tremendous hashpa on the neshama of a person. You don't have that by driver's ed, by history, by biology, by plumbing. You don't have any of that. There, that's what it is. It is zo. when it comes to limud haTorah, even the most maisadika thing in Torah is filled with the infinite. And that has ashpa on one's neshama. So one should never think that I'm learning these dry things and I want to learn things that are going to give me some hisayrus. Because it's the Teres Hashem, even if it's the most lamaisidik and mundane Indian in Teres Hashem, is dripping with the dew of life. Halimud hamayse rotsuf by tal chayim. The limud hamayse, learning practical and halacha, is filled with tal chayim, gonus, the hidden dew of life. Shalom megamayis shiyesh b'toichius hamayse, that's filled with the objectives, the goals of that lamayse. What does that mean? It means when you're learning a complicated halacha, let's say in the dinim of Bishul on Shabbos, Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, and you're learning Kali Bishul, you're learning these complicated halachas that are very, very much rooted in reality, these halachas. When you're learning those halachas, you should know that you're in the inyan of Shabbos. Even though this particular din that I'm learning is very, very much not talking about the pnimius of Shabbos, it's not talking about malchus, it's not talking about boikala, it's talking about something very, very practical and very, very earthbound. But when you're learning this, your neshama is drawing from the hidden light of Shabbos. You're in the sugi of Shabbos. You're a Shabbos-dika person when you're learning these things. There's a tremendous hashpa of Shabbos. And all that Shabbos means, way beyond anything that you understand. Halimun HaMaisi, also b'tal chayim gonu shalom megamayse, that in the Limun HaMaisi, in the practical learning, there's the dua of life that is contained within the objectives, the goals, the ultimate end of the Teichiyas HaMaisa. Why am I learning Hilchos Shabbos? To keep Shabbos. So every time you're learning anything in Shabbos, it has in it the life of all that Shabbos is. You're learning Hilchos Tefillin. It has in it all of Tefillin. All that Tefillin is. And therefore, Haneshama Nizoyna Miziv Gonu Zeh B'Talmuda. The soul is being nourished by the radiance that's hidden in this learning. By the radiant light, the shining light of Shabbos, of Tefillin, whatever it is, that's in this limud. You can imagine a person who's learning Kachim, or a person who's Kachim, is Hamikdash. For Davke, in those inyonim that are not lamaisa, oftentimes the hashpa and the neshama is the greatest hashpa. And the person thinks, well, I'm learning here zvach menachas, it's not negay to me. First of all, there's no bais hamikdash. And even if there would be, I'm not a kohen. So what's negay to me? When you're learning kachim, you're learning zvach menachas, you're learning, it means that what? That means that you're isik in the inyon of the bais hamikdash. And when you're doing that, the neshama is being nourished with the hidden light of the Beis HaMikdash, of Yerushalayim, of the Beis HaMikdash. That, however, works when the individual is learning is lishma, is for the right reason. And Mitzvah Shem will continue next Erev Shabbos.